You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this somewhat hazy, gloomy June.
Southern California.
Yeah, June gloom. 29th June gloom day. But anyhow, we still refer to it as Shangri-La. So thanks for tuning in today. We're glad to be back in
the studio.
Not the studio, the home studio.
Yeah.
But we've, you know, there's always some issues going on, but we finally made it back today.
Happy to be here. Happy to be here. How was the weekend, Mark?
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, it's another World Cup week, another World Cup day. How was the weekend?
Oh, weekend good. Busy weekend. Let's see. We did a lot of stuff. What did we do on Saturday? How easy it is to forget things.
But you were running around. And we
running around.
And cocktails.
Yesterday was a cool day. We did our usual. My wife and I did our walk around the Rose Bowl to get some steps in. We had lunch, and then we went to...
How many steps did you get?
Oh, I don't know, but we did, I think, about 6 miles. I never count the steps. We always count the miles.
You know, they always say 10,000, but now it's 5,000. You need 5,000, not 10,000.
And then we went and did something else, and we'll fill that in as we get onto
the
show.
We had a weekend, good weekend here, too. You know, I know we're deep into... summer, but it seems like summer just started. Well, it was a week ago officially, right? Like summer started?
Right. Just a couple
days
ago.
But it seems like we're deep into it because unofficial start with the Memorial Day.
I always like to say that this unofficial starts Memorial Day, and then, you know, we have the Indy 500 on the Sunday before Memorial Day.
Yeah, the unofficial start.
You know, it's always warm. It's sunny. You're barbecuing. It's just, you've got that summer vibe, but yet you're still 2 weeks away from the official start.
Well, we're going to start with the usual happy birthdays to wish everybody happy birthday today. Some of these are pretty good ones. Like usual, there's crazy ones too, Mark.
Yeah.
And you're good at usually guessing them. Meryl Streep, today is, how many candles are on her birthday?
I'd say she's 68.
Wow, you're way off.
Way off.
77.
Oh, boy, yeah. She looks pretty good.
Yeah, here we go. Sydney Lauper. You remember Sydney Lauper?
Yeah.
She came to one of our events.
I remember her. She came to our gifting suite. We did the TV Land gifting, the TV Land Awards gifting suite at Universal.
Yeah.
I think we only had for 50 people.
Yeah.
So we had 50 items.
And
we had
good sunglasses.
Marchand sunglasses. Yeah. And she came in and she got the one and she wanted more. And we told her, we only have 50 for the 50 guests. She can't give you more. She wasn't a happy camper.
Yeah, wasn't a happy camper.
Right.
Don't like that, but it's a nice little story. We have, you need to get a certain
item. That was the gifting we did where the guy tried to crash in.
Yeah.
You know, then we had the sheriffs had to come and remove him. Boy, that story is almost gone now. I don't remember it at all.
It was quite a long time ago, but yeah, you're right.
I don't even remember that
story. That's why it needs to be written down, Mark. It needs to be in a book.
It needs to be documented, and it also needs to be in the show so we can capture everything. So everybody could have it.
Anyhow,
to enjoy.
Sydney Lauper, how old? I mean, you're thinking.
She's 55.
Younger than you? Get this, Mark. She's 73.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I never thought that.
Yeah.
You know what? She did her first hit, Girls Want to Have Fun, I think about 40 years ago.
Yeah, 84, 85.
So she was in her 30s when she came out with her first big hit.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know.
I wouldn't have thought that she was in her 70s.
Wow. Usually you're really good. Yeah. You're way off on this one.
Yeah.
But she does look good. She doesn't look 73.
No.
Todd Rundgren. Love Todd Rundgren. He's 77 today.
I was going to say 76.
Oh, Carson Daly. Here's a good one. Could be tricky.
Carson Daly. Carson Daly's the guy on the Today Show, right?
Yeah. He's been in TV.
Right. So he's got like a 10-year-old kids. I think he's 53.
Ah, right on the button.
Yeah.
You looked it up today.
I did not. I had no idea it was his birthday today.
Okay. And YouTube star, Mark, Che.
Che. Well, usually these YouTube stars are young.
Yeah.
So 22?
23.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm back, baby. Yeah. I'm back.
And here's another outlet. It's called Rock of Stars. It's like YouTube. Never heard of it. Yammy.
Yammy?
Yammy.
Like Grammy?
Yeah. Yammy's 31 today.
Oh, Yammy.
Yeah.
Yammy.
Yammy.
Okay. Yammy.
Yeah.
How old?
Yeah. 31.
Oh.
Yammy.
And, well, happy birthday, Yammy.
And here's one. He's passed away a couple years ago. Chris Christopherson.
R.I.P.
Oh, yeah. Fellow, was a Marine, too.
Well, I'd say he was about 85. He passed away
about 2 years ago, so he was 88. He would be 90 today.
Oh, today.
Yeah.
So that's what they call the heavenly birthday.
Oh, 90?
No, when you pass away and you still celebrate the birthday.
Oh.
That's called, this is his heavenly birthday.
Oh, do people do that?
Well, that's what it's called. It's called heavenly birthday.
Okay.
If they were still alive today, that would be what they were
90. Oh, okay.
He died at 88.
Yeah, so a lot of people. Mel Brooks, 100 today or yesterday.
Yesterday.
A lot of people are 90 and... 190,
mind blown.
Clint Eastwood, 95 or whatever.
You know, there are a lot of people living to be in their 90s and 100s, but then a lot of times you hear these people that pass away at 60, 65, he had a sudden heart attack or whatever, and you say, wow, 65. The guy was young. Somebody passed the other day and it was 65, I think. And he had a sudden heart attack. Mm. And it's like all of a sudden.
Steve McQueen, 50.
Well, yeah. Well, Steve McQueen, he had that terrible cancer.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's hard to believe because 50 seems like such a long time ago. And anyhow.
Right.
Anyhow, those are our happy birthdays.
He was about 82 then. He was about 1982?
80.
81. Oh, 81.
Yeah, right after he did Hunter and
Tom Horn.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, this is great.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Who's watched the World Cup? I mean, we're trying to watch as much of it as we can, and I think Brazil just took the lead over. It's fun.
Yeah, we don't watch. We're not soccer fans.
No.
But it's just like hockey. Not hockey fans, but I watch the Stanley Cup.
Yeah,
the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, always.
Which is fun. But the World Cup, it's exciting. It's fun, especially when the U.S. is winning. And I think we won the two. And then that third game, we
sat everybody. They sat everybody.
They what everybody?
They sat everybody. They didn't play. They let all the backups play. That's why we lost.
Really?
Yeah.
On that game,
they were all the backups
for U.S.
Yeah, and then the star player.
But we did great because we lost
20 seconds.
We had the lead, so that's not bad. We did that good with the backups.
Yeah, they were all the backups.
But weren't the regular ones still at the stadium?
Yeah.
Why didn't they just put them in then?
You want to save them for tomorrow, Wednesday's game?
Boy, that's dumb.
Yeah. Well, they didn't need the one. They already secured the spot.
Oh, okay.
So they didn't need it. Turkey, which didn't win a game, they were trying to win a game because one game is
Turkey. Yeah, they changed the name officially 10 years ago, I think, with the UN blessing, I guess.
Stacey, is that right?
She looked into that.
Czech Republic, they changed their names quite a bit. It used to be Czechoslovakia,
right.
Then Czech Republic, yes. Then it was something else, and now it's something else again.
Right. Correct.
Chechnya, I think.
Yeah, something like
sounds
that.
Russian.
Sounds right. Yeah, it does. Yeah. Well, Chechnya is a Russian.
Yeah.
There was that Russian.
Yeah. But it sounds more Russian, anyhow.
That Russian war.
Yeah.
Chechnya, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so we did our introductions, we did our things. So we want to start with the thank yous to the people that we've worked with and partnered with in the last few months.
Shout outs. Where would we be without partnerships?
Right. And I think, you know, it's not just us. Everybody has partnerships. And this is a partnership that we've had, I think, for 8 years.
Yeah.
Seven or eight
yeah.
years.
Yeah, about 8 years.
And it's the Capacity to Pops. And they partner with the Los Angeles County Arboretum here in Arcadia. And what they do is, they do a couple things. They do the summer series, which is sponsored by Resnick, which is like what we go to. Resnick Auto Group, 60 years for ResnickCars.com. And the Passing to Pops, they do their annual summer concert series outside at the Los Angeles County Arboretum. It just started. It's unbelievable. It was already a week ago.
No, 2 weeks. Oh, yeah, right.
That's Saturday.
9 days ago.
Yeah. Was the first one.
Yeah.
And there's a series. They have about
usually six times.
Usually six times. This year, there's only five. And the one we went to opening night, which was last Saturday, which was fantastic, was the Star Spangled Salute to the Movies. With I think a salute to with a special tribute to John Williams, which was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the show starts at 7:30. They have
wonderful evening
intermission at 8:30, and then it finishes off about an hour later. Compare this to it's very similar to like a Hollywood Bowl concert experience where in this case we have tables and there's also chairs. You can come by in lawn chairs, bring your lawn chairs.
Yeah, if you don't reserve a table, you could picnic with a blanket and bring your own chair.
Yeah,
but the table's a nice thing.
Table's a great thing. The website to get tickets, because there's always tickets available. There's a couple that are going to be tough. I think they might be sold out or not but already.
Or the Elton John one?
In the
Motown.
Tribute to Motown. I think they might still be tickets available.
Motown's always a big one. Well, they're all pretty big.
Every one of them is good. Pasadena Symphony Pasadena-Symphony-Pops.org. And I'm going to pass. Some people don't know. Won't know. I mean, Symphony might be tough to spell, but it's Pasadena Symphony-Pops.org. You go there and you get tickets. There's still 1, 2, 3, 4. There's four more shows to go.
Wow.
Last show will end on August 29th. And again, I think there's always tickets available because if the tables are sold out, there should still be lawn seating
a lot of space
available.
I think
the lawn seating starts at $35. And the tables go up to, I think, $85.
Start at $70?
Maybe start at 70. I'm not exactly sure. But again, go to the website so you can see what all the options are. So the next concert, which is going to be on July 11th, is the Music of Motown, which is, again, this is always a good one. Again, like you said, everyone's
good. Yeah, they're all good. Okay. They're all good.
Yeah.
And no Michael Feinstein this year.
No Michael Feinstein this year. He's their guest
house conductor.
Yeah. Host, conductor,
yeah.
Man About Town. Just a great host for the show.
Always a good story. Sometimes he sings.
Yeah, sometimes
great
he sings.
Great host.
Then the next one is July 25th, and it's a toast to the Rat Pack, which, again, you can't go wrong with a toast to the Rat Pack.
We will be there for that one, right?
Yeah. And then you've got Carmen Bradford and Steve Lippi and Todd Murray will be soloists. So they're going to be singing the Rat Pack. And again, mind you, all the maestro for all these shows, Larry Blank.
Yep, Larry Blank. Yeah. He's great.
Next one is we're going to go down to the August 15th, which is another good one. Remember When Rock Was Young? It's a tribute to Elton John. Okay, so that's
always a good one.
Always a good one.
The guy sounds exactly like him.
Just like him? If it's
I don't even know
guy.
What his name is.
Does well, I don't know if it's the same guy. Craig A. Meyer.
I think that's it, yeah.
Craig A. Meyer. Uh-huh. Okay, so Craig A. Meyer, that one. And then we go to the next show, the final one, which is sad because the season ends on August 29th.
Quicker this year, it seems, because we're missing one or two.
Yeah, so it's Music of the Night and the Andrew Lloyd Webber and Friends, which, again, you can't go wrong with Andrew Lloyd Webber. I think everything the guy does is a hit for the most
great part. Evening, not too costly. You can bring in your picnic,
yeah,
bring in your alcohol, you save a fortune on that.
Yeah,
parking is free at Santa Anita.
Yeah, Santa Anita is one of the partners, so you can park there for free.
And on a beautiful night, it's fantastic. It stinks when it's one of those hot nights in the summer.
Hot nights are tough, but again, you could bring, and if you don't want to bring anything in, there's bars there, mm-hmm. and they have a couple of food trucks,
yeah.
Or you can order ahead of time through catering. There is a catering company that is one of the sponsors. And thanks to Larry Blank he's got some stories now too.
Yeah, you know, he's pretty good.
Last week when he was doing his show conducting, he also had his stories.
Yeah, I was surprised because he's always just a tidbit.
Like Michael Feinstein.
Yeah.
He had stuff.
Yeah, but he's always a tidbit when he's there, when Feinstein's there. He'll have a little bit to say, but this time he completed the control and love his stories.
Yeah, yeah. I was surprised with
a real nice guy too. But we miss Michael Feinstein, but Larry Blank
he's good.
He's good. He's really, really good.
So it's a good show. And again, the website is PasadenaSymphony-Pops.org. Tickets are still available for all the shows because I think it's pretty much open when you get to
I think the tables sell out, but the back never sells out because it's.
And the back is pretty good.
Tons of space back there.
And you're close. The what do you call that? Not the logistics. The music. The whatever. The music. It goes all the way back there.
Yeah, it goes all the way back. You get it because we always like to take a walk back there, check it out, and
take your cocktail.
Yeah,
we always make martinis there. We walk around.
Cold as ice, you could.
I make our martinis so cold. You can skate on him. It's so cool.
Wonderful.
And you always, you know, we like to make the rounds to see if there's anybody we know. A couple of times we've seen some celebrities there.
Very cool. Very cool. Love it, love it, love it. So thank you, Passing the Pops and Ellie Arboretum. And thank you for
making it
all
happen
you do
with the
for
Harris
us
Brothers.
And what
happened. It's a
you know, we were just talking about birthdays, Mark, and we wished everybody happy birthday today. But big birthday coming up this weekend.
With America, USA. America 250.
4th of July. It's,
I forgot
it's
I was going to bring my flag and flag it around.
Every year, it's the 4th of July. It's a big thing. But when you make it to 250, now it's like massive.
Massive.
In addition to the hot dog eating contest and baseball games.
Not just the hot dog eating contest. Nathan's 4th of July hot dog.
I went to record it yesterday. I didn't see it listed.
I better do that.
Yeah. But anyhow, happy 250. Lots of stuff going on.
Wow.
They're doing the big clipper ships.
Tall ships.
Yeah, which they did 50 years ago.
40 years ago. Well, we did it when we were there in 86. So
yeah,
did they do it in the Bicentennial too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. They celebrate 1886. 1886 because it was the...
I forgot they had the big ships.
Yeah.
The big ships.
All the big clipper ships. And some of them are already sailing today, Mark, from like Louisiana up to New York. But Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen... I thought they were going to be in the 4th. Good thing I checked. They're on Friday the 3rd.
Just like the Capitol 4th on PBS.
Yeah.
It's on Friday.
I wonder why.
It's not Saturday.
Yeah, I wonder why.
That's a good question.
Yeah, but lots of stuff going on. And we are going to be, we were talking to Sam about this earlier, the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
The world famous Hollywood Bowl. what better place to celebrate the 4th of July in America than the Hollywood Bowl with the Beach Boys?
Doesn't get much more Americana than that.
Right?
Yeah.
With guest star John Stamos.
Yeah. That's right. That's a good show.
I don't get the connection.
He's best friends with
Mike Love.
Right. Yeah. And he also plays the drums or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's the connection. It gives him the opportunity to get out
there. I don't know if I would say special guest star.
I don't know. A lot of people know him and like him. And
they are there for the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th. And believe it or not, as of last Friday, tickets are still available for the 4th. So they might be sold out.
I saw a commercial on TV today for the concert.
Yeah, 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Wow.
The 3rd is, I mean, why would you want to go on the 3rd?
You've got plans on the 4th already.
Oh, okay. You want to maximize.
Well, do they have fireworks all three nights?
Good question.
Well, and a lot of people have things to go on.
Good question, Mark.
I think
that
do.
Being said, when we were leaving here on Friday after having cocktails at Mark's place on Friday night or Saturday night, we were driving home. We're off the freeway, like in Sylmar. Crazy fireworks going on. Looked professional.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, huge.
I think that, you know, that always happens around the time of the 4th of July. They have it a couple days before.
Yeah,
but and you drive
a week before.
Yeah, we've been driving on the freeway before.
Yeah, but a week before.
Oh, a week before, yes. Yeah. Maybe it was, I don't know.
So happy 4th of July. Hope you guys all have a wonderful.
Boy, it just seems like it was yesterday. We were celebrating the bicentennial.
50 years ago?
Not everybody can remember the bicentennial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
we were young.
That was big.
And they had the quarters.
Where were we on the 4th of July in 1976?
I think we were in Orlando.
For the Disney World?
Yeah.
I know we went there in the summer of 76.
We were at home then.
Yeah. So, but you know, other than CBS had the bicentennial minutes at the end of every show.
Oh,
at 7:58.
Right.
Walter Cronkite started it, and a bunch of people did it. But that was during the season or whatever, the summer. But other than the bicentennial minutes, I'm drawing a blank as to the bicentennial.
Yeah, well, it was a long time
ago. What we did or what happened.
Well, yeah. Again, if you don't think you're at Disney World, then we were at home doing whatever. Maybe barbecue. And they had, not like how it is today.
Right.
Yeah, but anyhow, happy birthday.
And this is called the Quintacentennial? Something, yeah, it's got a weird name for the 250th.
But whatever you do, enjoy, have a hot dog, have a hamburger, have an adult drink, have some fireworks, be safe, watch them all on TV. The Macy's one is always a good one, especially have a Macy's.
Oh, yeah, I got a TV. That's is that going to be Friday too?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow. I was just very surprised to see the.
And I TV with the Capital Fourth this morning because I saw that it was on.
Well, TV with the. Well, you don't have to TV with the Anderson Cooper unless you're doing something on Friday night.
And also, I'm supposed to. Stacey wanted me to keep an eye on it for the. You know, we're right here outside of Arcadia, California. Most people know Arcadia by the Santa Anita racetrack. But anyhow, my wife went to school, and my son went to school at the Arcadia High School. And Arcadia High School is in the Washington, D.C. parade. And they're also in the 4th of July Washington, D.C. parade. And they're also in the Philadelphia parade on the 3rd.
Didn't know there was such a thing as the Washington, D.C.
Well, there is for the Quintacentennial.
Okay. Cool.
They are. So they're going to be there both days. So she wanted me to TiVo that. But I don't know if it's on TV. I went looking for it today. But the only thing that I'm showing during the day for the 4th of July, Disney's got stuff going on all day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So,
and don't forget Yankee Doodle Dandy.
I've already got a TiVo.
Yeah.
I missed that the last couple of years. I TiVo'd it, but didn't get around to watching it.
James Cagney. It's a great one.
It's a great one.
Yeah.
So
happy birthday, America. And if you do whatever you're doing, have a good time. Be safe. And one more birthday that's coming up. Ringo. Ringo Starr is going to be 86.
That's amazing.
And he looks good, too.
Yeah, he does. What was that last year we saw him? We went to you mean Raul?
No, because last year was the year there was a wipeout.
Oh, that's right, two years ago. Wow.
But he's going to, tickets are, the cheapest ticket is $85 for him.
Mm.
Seen him 3 times.
Yeah.
Love him, but I don't want to pay $85 bucks again.
No.
But that being said, his birthday's coming up. He's got, his records are through Capitol Records. They have an annual birthday party for him. I mean, just to get together, peace and love. And Mark and I were fortunate 2 years in a row to be invited.
Was that 2 years in a row?
Yeah.
Oh.
2 years in a row. Okay. I don't want to say backstage, but behind the gates of Capitol Records.
In the group. Yeah.
In the group.
Masses.
Yeah. We were able to meet him, take pictures.
Yeah.
Super cool guy, 86. Hopefully
see, we can. See, some of these people, they look good and they can keep going when they're in the 80s.
Yeah. Well, he's one of those
McCartney,
guys.
Paul McCartney, Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
You know, Barry Manilow is still going at it, but he's like, you know,
yeah,
he's
I just saw something
like
last week.
Very difficult to move.
Yeah. But he's like, how old is he?
I think he's about 82 or 83.
Okay. Yeah, see, that's not crazy, crazy.
No, but he doesn't have the mobility that these other guys do.
Hip surgery, I think, or something like
could
that.
Be, could be.
Yeah. But happy birthday, Ringo, and hopefully we'll see you next week.
You know.
And, yeah.
Oh, okay. And I, since we got that out of the way, we, my wife and I went to do our annual Pismo Beach vacation. We always, when she starts her vacation, first thing we do is head up to Pismo Beach for 4 days. Four nights, five days, for a great time. And every year we've gone up there, we've been lucky enough to be invited to come and have lunch at the Moonstone Bar and Grill in Cambria. And that's moonstonebeach.com. And thanks to the staff over there, the owners, everybody over there is great. And the food is fantastic. And this year, again, I never fail to get the Oysters Rockefeller. Yeah, I don't think there are many places that have Oysters Rockefeller. You know, you go to the old-fashioned steakhouses, you know.
Well, seafood places probably
seafood
do.
Places. I don't know if they all have Oysters Rockefeller, though, you know. But they never let down with the Oysters Rockefeller I get over there. I mean, it's just one of the most incredible meals you can have. And this year I decided to start off the lunch with a Bloody Mary. And this Bloody Mary is fantastic. I've only had one Bloody Mary, I think, better than this one. But this was fantastic. Fantastic Bloody Mary. Fantastic Oysters.
You had it on the plane, too. Oh, that was a different trip.
Yeah.
The double.
Right, the double. Never asked for a double before. But the I had the Cajun shrimp and scallop tacos as well. And my Stacy, my wife, had the shrimp Louie
Shrimp Louie salad. Is that a little shrimp?
Yeah, little shrimp. I think these are good sized shrimp, just like the same size shrimp I had in my taco, I think. And the food was fantastic. The service was fantastic. The view, because we're always right there, always have a table for us right there at the ocean side where we're looking out at the ocean. And
can't beat that.
It again, thank you to the Moonstone Bar and Grill. Moonstonebeach.com. I think we've been there about four or five times. And the food fantastic, the drinks fantastic, the service fantastic, in Cambria, so it's a great town, great city. Hey, I can't say it enough. If you're in town and you're up there, there's another restaurant in Cambria, not down the street from there. I just found out about this by our neighbor. Goes there all the time. He lives
right here.
You're right. And you have to get there, and there's no reservations, so you have to get there early to in line to get to this thing. Crazy. Forget about that place. Go to Moonstone Bar and Grill, which is the best.
Nice way to start the summer.
Yeah.
Another thing that's associated with summer is two things, wine festivals and polo.
I like them both.
And no polo for us in a couple of years.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, no polo. But
when
this
did we go
year,
last time?
2 years ago.
Oh, so, yeah, right. Will Rogers.
And we didn't, and it burnt down because the fire last year.
Right.
We were back. It was last week.
Yeah.
We couldn't make it. However, the Temecula Polo Club, temeculapoloclub.com, this year, Mark, in addition to the polo, they're having wine tasting.
You're kidding.
Nope. So down there in Temecula,
we
like wine tasting. Temecula is a great place to go. It's an hour drive from your place, maybe a little longer, but fantastic. Tickets are still available July 11th and 12th. TemeculaPoloClub.com. Price pretty good, about $85. Unlimited wine.
Tickets still available?
Tickets are still available. TemeculaPoloClub.com. All the wine you could drink, but what's the word?
Don't drink too much.
Don't drink too much.
Have a designated driver.
Designated driver, sure. Yeah. And experience the Temecula Polo Club, where wine country meets the sport of kings.
Oh.
Polo,
sport of kings.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
Wine tasting with, and we're doing the Uncorked, which is wine tasting with horse racing.
Yeah.
And this time it's wine tasting with polo. Usually it's only just wine tasting.
Yeah.
So this is a little special.
Although that one time we went to that one in Vegas, we had the polo and the food and the
wine
too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got our pictures.
Yes.
Portraits done.
And that is like out of business. I forgot what that was called. That
right.
Doesn't happen anymore. But anyhow, nestled in the heart of Southern California and wine country in Temecula, it's a great, we've never been to this one. This is pretty new, but tickets are still available. Temecula Polo Club, a week from this Saturday, July 11th and 12th. Make it one day, make it 2 days, but enjoy yourself.
It's both days, Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. We hope to see you down there. And if you do see us,
we'll be there on the Saturday.
Yeah, we'll be there on Saturday. If you happen to see us, stop by and say
hello. Come by and say hello.
Yeah. And we'll get the first glass of wine. We'll be on us.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and you know what? Yeah, that. And then there's another one, too. Speaking of wine, the Uncorked. We've been to these before in downtown L.A.
Yeah.
And now they're all across the country. About the,
we've been to Uncorked before?
Yes.
Oh, we have.
Yes. Okay. But this one is a new one, and it is at, like I just said, the racetrack, Del Mar. So you get the racing,
yeah,
and you get the unlimited
so
wine.
I guess that's in the infield?
Yeah.
That's what they
uh-huh. And it's uncorkeddelmar.com. And if you mention the code word twins, you get a 10% discount.
That's an easy code word to remember.
Anytime you get any kind of a discount, it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
So uncorked. Delmar.com. Look it up. It's going to be a great day of racing where the surf meets the turf.
Yeah.
Wine tasting and Uncorked. They're in other cities across the country.
Okay.
Yeah. So Uncorked Del Mar at the racetrack, which is pretty cool. Have some wine. It is summertime, so it's wine tasting and polo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In essence, we are talking about racing in Del Mar. We've got the biggest day of the year for horse racing, I think, in Southern California.
I thought you were going to talk about the Ascot. We'll get to that, though.
Yeah, but the Del Mar opening day of the summer series starts on Friday, July 17th. And unlike, you know, Santa Anita, when opening day comes, it's opening day. But opening day in at Del Mar, which is, again, like I said, July 17th.
3 weeks from Friday.
Let's see, where's
2 weeks from Friday.
Yeah, 2 weeks from Friday.
Yeah.
2 weeks from Friday, July 17th already, which is incredible.
Yeah.
Del Mar, let me see, is it delmar.com? I think it's delmar.com.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably. I didn't write it down here. Del Mar opening day, gets open at 11:30. And they've got the hat contest. They don't have a fashion contest like they do at the Breeders' Cup. They just have a hat contest.
Oh, yeah. The Breeders'
Hat contest, yeah. You see all these, you know, crazy.
Beautiful,
cool.
Interesting.
But a lot of crazy ones.
I don't like the crazy ones.
Some of these things are just...
You like the crazy ones?
And it's interesting
to
see.
It's nice to see.
Yeah. And, you know, I get it when you...
I don't like when the crazy ones win. Because
yeah.
Because there's some classics, and they give it to them because of their creativity or what have you. But,
yeah. Yeah. So, our thanks to the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club for inviting us back again. I think this might be the 10th time
we've been there. Yeah, I love it.
For opening day.
And was it last year or 2 years ago when we met the coach for UCLA? I forgot what his name
was. Oh, yeah.
And
you don't remember what his name is?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah.
And he goes, don't post anything. I'm not supposed to be here today.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah,
he's
I remember
don't post anything.
Yeah, I forget. I don't remember the name.
Yeah.
But I didn't know who he was when we met him.
Yeah, I just can't his name. But yeah, he wasn't supposed to be there. I guess he was supposed to be training or coaching or whatever. And he says, don't post anything. But
it's a great fashion day there too at Del Mar Open Day because I guess it's also
we go all out.
The elite of it's a who's who of the upper crust of the
society.
San Diego society.
Del Mar, La Jolla,
right. Everybody who's involved in something out there and
has money.
San Diego.
All the parties. How many parties are there? Three parties?
There's, let me see, there's the Rancho Valencia, there's the
Bernardo?
The LaBerge. No, I don't know. I don't think Bernardo's got one, but
yeah.
There's two of the hotels that have their party. And the official party this year is the Rancho Valencia Hotel. We've been invited to go to this one. And
it's a good one.
It's about a 10-minute drive, I think.
Yeah.
Or it's about a 10-minute drive from
Seems longer, though, because it's up in the hills and stuff.
Right. But it's the official one. Tickets are still available. You can go to, let's see, I've got it here.
What's it called?
It's the After Pony Party.
Oh.
That's the name of it. The After Pony Party. And it's the official opening day party, and it's Rancho Valencia, RanchoValencia.com. Tickets are still available. 2 weeks away.
Great food. You're greeted with champagne when you walk in.
You get a glass of champagne when you walk
good
in.
Good photo ops right when you walk in, too.
Right. And I think they've got sponsors. I think the sponsor in the last couple of years have been there. Champagne. Right. But that's the official. You know, this always have to be
real good food.
The official,
real good food.
But the Del Mar Racetrack opening day opens at 11:30. There's nothing like it. I mean, other than if you're not going to the Breeders' Cup or the Kentucky Derby,
Because Santa Anita
doesn't have the cachet, as Del Mar opening day does, because everybody comes out to Del Mar dressed to the nines. It's crazy.
Women, men, even the men. I like when the men get all suited and booted.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, you got to go.
I love it. We start off with some champagne in the parking lot.
Right. We say we get a bottle of champagne in the parking lot before we go in.
Just to get ready.
And then we go in.
Starts at 2 o'clock. First race is at 2.
2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And
kind of late.
Again, you can't speak enough good things about Del Mar and the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. And the whole thing is just fantastic. So you got 2 weeks to plan ahead. And I think tickets might still be available.
How much are they?
I don't know what they start at. They're, $75, yeah. I think, is what they start at.
That's pretty reasonable.
And it goes up. You know, if you want to get a
different
room,
levels.
Different levels, different tiers. But go to the website and see what they got available. But go fast because it's in 2 weeks. And I think they might... You might sell out.
I think they sold out last year.
You know, it could be the case.
And if you see us again, stop by and say hello. And that being said, horse racing, the Royal Ascot, Mark's thing, the biggest race in London or in England.
Right.
Maybe would say
the biggest in the world.
Yeah.
Wow. Royal Ascot, it ended 2 weeks ago. It ended nine days ago.
Classy. Super classy.
Yeah, it ended 9 days ago. It's Royal Ascot. They've been doing it for 200 years, more than 200 years. And it starts out with the royal family comes in, the king, queen. They have these royal coaches that they've been using for 200 years. And there's four carriages that come in, and they're all the people who, you know, the king invites. And the second to last day, I guess it was Stanley Tucci and his wife was in there, which is kind of cool. And then Andrew Lloyd Webber was in one of them.
Yeah.
And then the king's sisters there, and they're the dukes, the duchesses. They've got the barons, the baronesses. Just the
very classy. And everybody's wearing tails and a top hat.
Top hat, tails. Boy, it's wacky.
And it's 5 days.
Yeah, right. 5 days.
5 days.
No, actually, it starts on Tuesday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, 5 days.
Yeah.
And you really dress to the nines. You've got the top hat, the tails. The women go all out.
And then they have the tailgating, too, which is very classy, too. With what is it, the strawberries and cream? Is that
I think it's strawberries. That's what they do with the Wimbledon, too. I think strawberries and cream.
Strawberries
and
cream.
I forget what the drink there is. It's gin. Not gin. It's a fancy cocktail.
Yeah.
And unlike American
races. We love our horses, whether it's the races, whether it's polo, Breeders' Cup,
and
Derby.
The thing about it is they've got five or six races a day, and every race is about 25 to 30 horses.
Yes, which is kind of crazy.
When you think of it, that's five races a day. You're looking at 150 horses running in one day.
I mean, it's like a log jam.
Yeah. And it's a five-hour show on TV. You watch it for 5 hours. It starts at 6 a.m. here, so we get it live in England over there. And it's Royal Ascot's right outside of Windsor. And the family,
how far from London?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I don't really know how far from London. Mm. But it's right outside of Windsor Castle. So if you're part of the royal procession, you start off with lunch at Windsor Castle. And they take the carriages in from Windsor. So if you're part of the group, you're having lunch with the royal family at Windsor. You hop the carriage, and then it takes you right into Royal Ascot, which is, you know, fantastic. And then as the royal family and the carriages come in, everybody takes their stands for the national anthem. And it ends, put your hats back on.
Very colorful, too. The grass is super green. The stands look beautiful.
Flowers.
The flowers. A lot of flowers.
On my bucket list.
One
day they'll make it there.
Yeah, so that's it.
It's great. It's over. It comes and suddenly it's gone.
Always at the start of summer.
Yeah.
Just like, and that being said, movie season too, summertime.
Yeah, summertime.
Seen any good ones lately?
Let's see. What have I seen so far? I really like that Disclosure.
Yes.
That Steven Spielberg movie.
Yes. Not a lot of talk about it though.
No,
Toy Story 8 is making all the money.
Toy Story 5.
Yeah, 8, 5, yeah, 6. Right.
It was okay. I think like
we were supposed to see it, but passed.
Yeah.
And we went to see The Invite.
I like the other ones better.
Yeah.
Toy Story 1 through 4. Yeah, I think I liked it better than 5.
Invite. You don't hear about The Invite.
No.
With Seth Rogen, Penelope Cruz.
Yeah.
Olivia Wilde,
Edward Norton.
Great. All takes place in an apartment. It's like
Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Virginia Woolf. Yeah, the whole thing takes place in an apartment. Very cool. The talking, the drinking, and they're trying to get a little sex orgy going. But very entertaining, and the people clapped after the movie,
which was something you rarely see.
Yeah, and a small market movie too.
Yeah.
You know? And that being said, small market movie Obsession would have cost $1 million.
$750,000.
And it's made $200 million?
Yes.
Creepy. Obsession.
Didn't think much of it. Like, saw it a couple of times. He kept saying,
Mark saw it three times. You got to see it.
Go see it. And so finally we decided.
Talk about obsession. This woman was really obsessed. But man, holy crap.
Well, that's because she was obsessed because of the curse or whatever you want to call it. The spell.
But get out. If you haven't seen it, go see it. Another creepy one coming up. I saw a previous for the other day, Insidious.
Oh, that does look pretty scary. Yeah.
And Carrie says, do you guys like those scary ones? No, she says, does Stacy like the scary ones?
No.
Because this one looks really scary.
This is right up Blake's alley. He loves this type of thing.
Yeah, he likes that stuff. But what other good ones?
You kind of think about it. What were the first ones that came out right at the start of the summer? I don't even remember them off the top of my head, but I've seen quite a few good ones.
But I don't remember really big blockbusters.
Jeez.
Spider-Man's coming out in a month, and The Odyssey's coming out in a month.
Oh, that's, I guess, the biggest of the year.
But usually Memorial Day weekend has a big one.
I'm losing my train of thought here as far as what we've seen, but there've been some real good, there's been a few of them that have been really good, but I don't know.
Nothing.
I don't remember what they were. Yeah. Okay. Comes with age. This show is sponsored by Prevagen, which is something that
give it some thought about it. Forget more and more. Nothing serious. I mean, a lot of times I forget things, like the coach's name for UCLA. They'll come to me in an hour.
Right.
Okay. So that's not too crazy.
Hope everybody had a good Father's Day. It was eight days ago. And there are two things that we always do for Father's Day. It was the Smokehouse.
In Burbank.
In
Across the street from Warner Brothers.
Been there for 80 years, I think, right?
86, I think.
One of these places where they've got the old 46. Red leather booths, you know, and it's dark.
Yeah.
Classy. Hollywood's been going there for 80 years. It's right across the street from Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Right down the same street as the Lakeside Country Club. And, you know, we go there for
Father's Day every year, and it's the buffet brunch. Yeah, with the prime rib. Mark's son loves the garlic bread,
the cheese bread.
I love the prime rib. I love the pasta bar. I love the omelet bar. The oysters, and I love the crepes.
Great.
Yeah.
And the only place that I'm going to get the bagel with lox.
Oh, you always get that. Yeah.
Always get that.
I don't fill up on that.
At a brunch. You've got the capers. You've got the lox. You've got the loaded with the cream cheese. So what else goes on? Oh, yeah, we got the onions.
Yeah.
Lox, onions, capers, cream cheese. The only place I ever get that is when we go to a Sunday brunch. Yeah. You're not going to have that at home.
Yeah.
You're not going to make the...
What kind of bagel did you put it on?
I think they only had plain bagel.
Okay.
Yeah, they only had the plain bagel there.
Hell of a brunch.
And then endless mimosas or champagne.
Yeah. And we go with a big group of us.
The whole family, the whole Harris
family.
Yeah,
the weather was perfect. Then afterwards was
very comfortable.
Concours d'Elegance.
Right. This is the 50th. Not the 50th.
Yeah, 50th.
Because they were celebrating the Rodeo Drive 50th.
Okay.
So I don't think they've had the Concours d'Elegance for 50 years. But anyhow, on Rodeo Drive, the Concours d'Elegance, loaded with these, beautiful cars.
Classic. No hot rods. I don't like the hot rods.
No.
Yeah. It's all like classic. Then there's Ferraris and McLarens.
Yeah.
And
my favorite thing this year was the 55 Sapphire Blue, and I forget what the name of the car is, that Grace Kelly had in To Catch a Thief.
Yeah.
It was there. And this thing.
You guys had on TiVo, by the way?
No, I don't.
It was just on TCM. Well, no, not to MGM, or I got it on TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that one. That's my favorite.
So that was her car they had there?
Yeah. It was, from the movie. Whoever owned it when they filmed it.
Yeah.
From the movie. It was there, which was fantastic. And it looked great. So I like those type of classic cars they had there. But the problem with it this year, the people, Sandy mentioned, it was too many people.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day.
You can't, and like the mayor was saying, the mayor of Beverly Hills was saying, because this is the 250th anniversary, or 4th of July, because the World Cup was in town, because it was Father's Day.
It was the 50th
anniversary of Rodeo Drive and the anniversary of the Concours d'Elegance. You put all those things together in a comfortable 75 degrees.
Yeah.
I've never seen so packed before.
Maybe they should have extended to another street too, parallel.
I don't know if they knew that it was going to be that crowded.
Because
it's always crowded, but this one was
super crowded.
Crazy crowded.
Yeah.
But it was another a great wonderful Father's Day.
Another wonderful, wonderful day to be out and about.
Another wonderful day to be alive.
You wake up and you go, man, it feels good to be here.
Here in the LA area.
And that being said, feels good to be here. Every year we try to have an annual wine getaway, whether it's Temecula or Napa or Paso Robles. We love Paso Robles. And we went a couple months ago. A wonderful trip. We stayed at Tobin James.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They have a...
Is that TobinJames.com?
TobinJames.com.
Or Tobin James.
They have two suites
yeah.
for influencers.
One building.
Yeah.
It's an old house,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. So
two rooms.
Mark and Stacey were at one and Kieran and I were at the other. So it was great. Thank you, Tobin James, for that. No
yeah.
cost. Nice to be an influencer in the Mont Vuillon.
Right.
But a couple of the other wineries you went to. Oh, before the winery, we had breakfast at a bakery.
Yeah.
That's called, even though they're not in San Luis Obispo, it's called Just Baked SLO,
oh.
San Luis Obispo. Small little bakery,
yeah.
one of the best bakeries I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Just Baked SLO.com.
Yeah.
Right when you walk in, small, looks great. All the food they have, not only do they have bakery goods, they have quiche. That's not a bakery good, right?
No.
Quiche, well, fantastic.
Well, you do bake it.
Yeah.
You put it in the oven. I guess, I don't know. And there's crust on
yeah.
it, like a cake.
We all started with the quiche.
Oh,
the quiche
brother.
Lorraine.
Boy, was that good.
Oh, my gosh. And then one thing after another kept on coming out.
Yeah.
And now I wish I would have had more. I couldn't have eaten more then.
Right. I couldn't have eaten any more than either.
Yeah. But if you're in
the pastry, if you're
Pasa Robles, Just Baked SLO.com.
Fantastic.
Check it out. Libby is the owner.
Libby was cool.
Libby was cool. Special attention. I love it. Tended to whatever we needed. The cinnamon rolls were great. The coffee, we had cappuccinos, I think.
Which is
a
fantastic.
Double cappuccino.
And she did the fancy twirl thing at the top.
Yeah, yeah. It just, there's a lot of bakers up there. But
yeah.
We've been to one or two in the past. They're good too.
There's certain places you eat where you
yeah.
say, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like the Moonstone Bar and Grill in
yeah.
Cambria.
But yeah, I mean, I could go for some of that quiche right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And also during the wine trip, we went to copiavineyards.com. And, you know, we try to mix it up with different wineries. Sometimes you get one that's really old and small. Sometimes you get a big one with the vineyard.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get one where it's super, super classy. And the one we went to, DelectaWines.com, we met through Oscar.
Yes, Oscar.
That one had cool art all over.
Yeah.
They had an extended room for parties that was
yeah.
massive. Great furniture, great decor. Wine was wonderful. I mean, how much good wine could you have? I mean, you go to one, CopiaVineyards.com was the first winery.
Yeah.
The place was set up for us. We had our little welcome Harris party. The wines
yeah.
are great.
Yeah.
All good.
Yeah.
And then you go to the next one, which was a small one.
Is this where we had the truffle tasting?
No, that
okay.
was Delect. I forgot
okay.
the truffle tasting. But this was the last one where it was only the owner. She sat down with us.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Pelletieri.com.
Yeah.
PellTiere.com. Special introduction
yeah.
with the owner.
Yeah.
The four of us at a table.
She served us.
She served us,
yeah.
the owner.
Which
so each
good.
One was unique and different, but all wonderful.
That's the thing about these wineries when you go wine tasting.
Yeah.
They're different. They're
yes.
all different in
yeah.
their own way.
Yeah.
And some of them are really spectacular.
Even if you go to like a small one, even though it's small, it's still good.
Yeah.
Then you get to the bigger ones, and then you get some to treat us. Some of them, we get the charcuterie board.
Right.
So it's nice to see what they give us. But anyhow, DelectaWines.com, Pelletiere, that's PellTiere.com, and Copia, Copia, Vineyards.com. I don't know what my favorite was. Favorite one was, but they were all spectacular.
Well, I know my favorite bakery was Libby's.
Yeah,
that was the favorite bakery. But
you remember the name?
It was slow.
Just baked.
Just
SLO.
Baked. SLO. Yeah.
Yeah.
Prevagen. This show is sponsored by Prevagen.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Prevagen.
Yeah. You'll remember that in an hour.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But get up there to Pasa Robles, and then we like going later in the year for that show.
Oh yeah.
You know what that's called?
I forgot what that one's
okay.
called. Do you remember?
No, but
oh.
it starts with an S. It's a big, it's a light show. It's a,
well,
you
yeah,
walk through,
it's a
yeah.
light show.
It's, I think it's like Svetki or something like that.
Okay.
Just Google activities in Pasa
yeah,
Robles.
Because it's year round, I think that, right?
No, no, well,
it's
like October
okay.
through December.
Okay.
Because we just missed it in April, remember?
Okay.
And it starts up again in May.
Okay.
So,
yeah, great trip.
Get up to Pasa Robles if you like wine. If you don't like wine, get up there anyhow. Have a non-alcoholic thing and just enjoy the vineyards and so forth.
It's this Hollywood Elites magazine, which is owned by our very good friend Samira. And you see, we're lucky enough to be in the cover a couple years ago. But LuxuryGala.com, they're the ones that basically, and Samira produce the Hollywood Elites magazine. They produce one of the biggest Oscar parties of the year. which this
Oscar
year was,
night.
Oscar yeah, Oscar, party. This year was a really, I don't know, it was a really, really good one.
Gets better and better every year.
Yeah.
And more people. I think she had 1,000 people.
Eric Roberts was the guest of honor, the host, or the, I guess the guest of honor is the one that was there this year. But
and he was getting a special award, I kind of something like that.
So this is a great magazine. They don't make, there's not tons of these. So it's a limited print.
Pretty thick, too.
It's a limited print of the Hollywood Leeds magazine. So hope you all get a chance to go to luxurygala.com. It's never too early to start playing for next year's Oscar Bash, and then you could see about getting yourself on the subscription list for the Hollywood Elites magazine, which is it's a great cover.
Mm-hmm. Is that monthly?
You know what? I'm not sure if quarterly? It's monthly or no. Maybe quarterly. I'm not exactly sure if it's quarterly or monthly, but anyhow, it's a great magazine. So please pick it up. Or order it. Go to the website and figure that out. And what I was mentioning earlier about what we were doing yesterday, we did our walk around the Rose Bowl, and we ended up, believe it or not, at the City Hall of Pasadena City Hall for the end of The Great Race. Not the movie The Great Race, as many of you may remember it, from 65 with Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon. But there's actually a great race. And in celebration of the Route 66 100th anniversary, it came down the Route 66 here along the San Gabriel Valley through Pasadena, and it ended up. This was sponsored by Hemmings. Now I never heard of Hemmings before, and the other sponsor
is that a car
was,
thing.
It's a car
oil
thing
or something?
And Coker Tires. I never heard of Coker, C-O-K-E-R, Coker Tires. But anyhow, we were there. My wife and I had to see the cars as they came in. They were supposed to arrive at 1:15 in the afternoon yesterday, and they got there at 1:30. It's not a race for speed. Whoever's like the Indy, what can you compare it to a speed race? But anyhow, it's very similar to the bicycle race in France,
the Tour de France.
Tour de France, where they're in stages. It starts off in Springfield, Illinois. First stop is one city, then Amarillo. It's along Route 66, and I guess it's the time that you register. You made it through one city to the other, and when you get to the end, in this case was Pasadena, they tabulate your time, and then they figure out who won. There were 145 cars in this race, believe it or not. So just 145 cars.
Oh,
so it was going to be a 2-hour period
process
to get through the finish line. So I don't even know who won. I guess I got to go to the website to see who actually won.
Wow. What do you win?
$165,000 in prizes, mm-hmm. Prize money. So I'm not exactly sure what the winner got.
Everybody gets $1,000, or the winner gets.
You mean like a participation trophy?
I'm just saying, if everybody gets something, so you know.
But anyhow, that was at the end of the weekend yesterday. We did the great race. Believe it or not, there's people know about a great race.
Great race. And that being said, before we run out of time, two other things that we are doing is our annual Emmys gifting suite, and we're doing the Santa Fe Film Festival. So you have an item, a brand.
Do you have a date for the Santa Fe Film Festival?
I just know it's in October.
October.
Yeah. I just know it's in October, so plenty of time.
And our second biggest event of the year is for the Emmys, which is taking place this year. The Emmys are Monday the 13th. Oh, no, actually 11th, 12th, the 14th. The Emmys this year is on a Monday the 14th. Our gifting event is on
Friday, September 11th.
September
11th. 9/11, unfortunately, but have yourself a good time and put that in the back of your mind and come to our event. But it's a great way to, if you have a new product line, t-shirt, sunglasses, anything, whatever it may be, toothbrush, whatever, you want to showcase and introduce it to the celebrities, get into the hands of them as well as press and media, contact us. Get in the gifting suite and get in the gift bag. Getting the gift bag for the Santa Fe Film Festival. A lot of filmmakers there, so product placement opportunities are abode for that.
WildCreationsMedia.com. Or if you want to send us an email directly, send it to WildCreationsMedia@gmail.com. We'll get it, and we'll get your product in our event.
Or if you want to DM us on Instagram, it's @WildCreations.
And don't forget, if you've got the A&E Network or the FYI Network, Storage Wars is running around the clock.
We're on Friday.
We're on this Friday?
Yeah.
What time?
11 or 12.
Okay, so we're
Pacific
on this Friday.
Standard Time.
Pacific, okay. So we're on A&E on Friday morning. But again, we are running around the world, around the clock.
And
all
speaking
the time.
Of running, we are running out of time.
Yeah. So thanks for listening. And thanks for
we don't know
in.
The date for our next show, but you'll know when it's coming.
We will get you. We'll let you know. Just follow us on social media, and you'll know exactly where we're going to be.
Thanks for tuning in. Have fun. Enjoy life. Enjoy the 4th of July. Be safe. Stay out of trouble.
If you can.
If you can.
And, yeah, but enjoy life.
If you woke up today, you're a lucky person.
Yeah. Now, how do I go here?
'Reliving to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.